Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program, Creation Lightship Healing, with our wonderful ambassador to Earth, Ron Amatron. Ron is a light being, and he is here to help us create a better life for ourselves by using the healings and clearings that are available to all of us by connecting with our source energy, our energy that created us. And you can find out more about this at creationlightship.com. Today is Monday, November 12th, 2012. And we are on Station 1 tonight on bbsradio.com. Very excited to be here tonight. My name's Elizabeth, and I will be on regularly Mondays from now on as your co-host. So we actually have a little bit of a different format tonight. Ron is very excited, and so am I, to present to you this idea of on Mondays having the show be about the healing highway. So we are going to help you to create your own healing destination and help you figure out what blockages you have in your life so that you can empower yourself to clear those negative densities out and to have a better life here on Earth. And we can do that by connecting with source energy, which is a very powerful tool that Ron has made available to us through his work here on Earth. So, Ron, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and say hello to everybody, and we'll go from there.
Okie doke. Hi, everyone. So, here we are, a great introduction. Yeah, so we're changing the formats a little bit on the shows because a lot of people, especially newbies, need to know what we're about, what's happening, and we talk about some of the sample free clearings off and on. But as I'm finding out, going to the expos, I have people coming up to me off and on, and you may have, if you've been to them, you probably saw it yourself, you know, in either L.A. or New York there. People come to say, gee, Ron, you're back again. That's really great. I want to try your sample clearing on the monitor, because it really helped me last, 6 months ago or so, or last year, and I want to do it again. And it took away some of my stuff that I was dealing with, and I feel wonderful. And it gets to be a little, for me, disconcerting, because these people just want to have a fix to get rid of a couple of their situations, and they think that they're perfectly fine. And then they think that they don't need anything else, because they just come to put on the headphones for 5 minutes, we'll say, and to have whatever trauma they had released out of them. And they think that life is great after that, not knowing what they don't know. So I'm going to be gearing the shows more to Creation Lightship Healings. We'll talk about some of the free clearings. I'm not going to do that many clearings any longer for people who call up or maybe need something on the fast channel, unless it's really like an emergency situation or something, because we got plenty of clearings, plenty of archives out there, and we need to get down to the nitty-gritty that time could be short, and you need to understand it's time for you to move forward in your life. So that's why we're talking about the highway. You know, what's your destination? And I kind of see that as some people might be on a bus of sorrow, or, you know, with all, everybody on there with sorrow and you're dealing with sorrow. You could be on the bus driving down the highway to a destination of guilt. You could be on one for trauma. You could be on one for sadness. And all these people in the bus are on it with you. And this could be where you're living in your life, and all the friends around you are going to support you with that particular situation that you're dealing with. So it's up to you to get out of it. And are you also, you know, living and riding inside of the hearse, you know? Are you the walking dead? Still dead, yes, you know, and, you know, maybe you're in that. Maybe you're in the procession behind it. With, you know, everybody has their headlights on, you know, with courtesy, you know, so nobody has lane changes on them. But maybe you're there following the dead person. And so you have to realize, where are you and what are you doing and what clearings have you had to give yourself a better life? The sample ones are just great. Some people love them because, you know, they have a little owie or emotional situation just taken away. But where are you with the clearings? Have you done more of that? Well, that's what this show is about, is to get you to your destination. And sometimes, you know, you may have a detour in the road, or you get off on the wrong off-ramp, And is that going to be good or bad? It could work either way. Maybe you have some kind of fear or anxiety that you don't know about, and all of a sudden you get a detour, and all of a sudden this thing pops up. And it could be the greatest gift that you could ever have, but you see it as a negative situation or negative event. So you want to clear that. That's why we do timeline crashes. That's one good way to do that. And then also, you know, you want to do your psychic billboard if you have a problem and you want to move forward in your life. So that's the whole thing, is that I'm looking at, you know, all the shows that I've done in the past and going to the expos and things, and people just are not getting it. You know, you out there who are, it's wonderful. But most people, it's just like having taken the cherry on top of the ice cream off or whatever, and they're eating that, but they're not going anywhere else. And your friends and family and everything else will come in, and after you have a clearing, that they can actually slime you to bring forth more energy into you from your past that hasn't recycled yet. And that's another situation that you want to look at. That's why you want to have unlimited clearings. Like I said, you know, if you had, say, half a dozen clearings and you felt wonderful and you didn't talk to anybody, didn't hear the news, you know, you were just like a hermit living in a cave, and you would have a great life because nature is not going to bother you. No, you're not going to have a tree talk to you telling you what a bad person you are or talk about Uncle Harry. That'll be, you know, out of your consciousness. But naturally, when you start talking to people, they can and will bring up in you the dormant stuff as it comes up to the surface again, because your body wants to heal it. Once it gets triggered, now you're on that emotional roller coaster ride. And are you going to the highest high on it and then all of a sudden going down the lowest low? You have to look at it. You want to be stable. And that's why you want to be proactive with your life and the healings that we offer, because you want to be able to stay up on top of everything. And you can stay on all the highs. You can just do clearings and stay on the highs, like you probably are listening out of this program. And you want to, you know, be able to have a positive life. You don't have to do the negative. Dark side wants you to have that. But that's why you want to have clearings, to get rid of your past that keeps recycling, bringing in that stuff. So that's the whole thing. Remember, you live on a planet of cause and effect here, a planet of your thoughts create your reality, a universal mind. This is all dark energies. And people don't understand that unless they hear more of my programs. But the light doesn't judge anything. Naturally, because you judge, you're judging yourself, which is darkness. And once you finally catch on to what I'm talking about, you're going to realize that you took the wrong path. And maybe your friends gave you the wrong teachings. Maybe your guru doesn't know what they're talking about too much. They're still stuck here, too. Remember, everybody who's here is in the same boat that you are. They might be able to talk a little better than you, or they may look more evolved than you, but they're still in the soup. And they're still in the, you know, out there in mass mind, and once you're in that, including the aliens that people channel, etc., they're still in the same boat that you are. Well, the whole thing is, how do you choose to drive your vehicle? What highway are you on? You know that song from AC/DC, Highway to Hell, are you going that way too? No, they go down that way, you know? So, you know, you want to get self-empowered. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think that's a really great way to look at it, Ron. And if you're out there and you're new and you're listening, or if you're one of our regular listeners and you're just tuning in, we're just talking about the new format of Monday night's show, which we are calling the Healing Highway. And it really is true. So if you are in this traffic jam of your life and, you know, you can't seem to get out of it, this is sort of where you can come to get straight with what's going on in your life and figure out what your problems are and then take action in order to get out of that traffic jam. So whether it's you take the highway or, you know, the gravelly road, these are all different options, and everyone's at a different point on their healing journey. So it doesn't really matter where you are, because you can have a better life through the Creation Lightship and all of the healings and clearings that Ron offers. And we're actually going to talk about those. Well, I guess now would be as good a time of any. I was going to save it for a little bit later. But since we got into it, Ron mentioned a couple clearings that you can do. And I think that this is really important, because if you go onto creationlighttrip.com and you go over to the left side, there are sample healings. I think it's called recommended healings now. Or let me just check so I'm telling people
yeah,
the
yeah,
right thing
to go. Yeah, I think underneath that might be the sample one, but there's a drop-down.
Yeah,
box.
It is. It's sample healings. And if you haven't done any clearings yet, or if you looked at the website and you're like, wow, this is really expensive, I don't understand any of it, then maybe a good place for you to start, and even if you're a regular, it's a good idea if you're not doing this, because I think sometimes we're just kind of caught up in our day and our lives and all these things are going on. But if you do some of the free clearings, like the Be Here in the Now clearing, which is under the free clearings on Ron's website, that clearing top to bottom only takes 30 minutes. And I think probably it would be a good idea to do that maybe 3 times a week, if not more. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. Whenever you choose to, but you may want to restructure your life a little bit, because there are some clearings that can help you out instantly, and that's one of them. So you may want to look at the website and see what you need to do. If you had any clearings at all, whole lifetime ones, then by all means, you'll get the unlimited if you still think you have issues there.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
And no, I was just going to say, and if you have had your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you're looking for other clearings to sort of complement that, then there are several that really aren't that expensive and do have a positive impact. Like you could do a timeline crashing for a week. It's $20. A psychic billboard clearing is $20. And the Nano Detox 2012 clearing is only $25. So all of those are really reasonable and just limitless, really. I mean, you could do a timeline crash, put it on your computer when you get up and set it for, I don't know, 3,000 minutes, and then put your picture in front of it when you get home, and, you know, you've pretty much done your clearing for the day. Because I don't know if we've talked about this recently, but if you are doing a long clearing and you are going to be out of the house or you're at work, you can just kind of set your computer to run the clearing and then put a picture of yourself in front of it. That also works, because we know everybody has lives and is busy and can't sit home all day and do clearings all the time. So that's also an option. You know, if you have I use my driver's license sometimes. I think that's probably the smallest picture you'd want to have. But if you have something bigger, then that's even better, because more energy can come into that. And I know some people have taped pictures to, like, soda bottles or whatever frame. Just set it up and put the light being up and start your clearing and see how your life changes. And I think it would be a cool experiment to sort of maybe take some of the free clearings for 1 week and do them and see how you feel. And make notes of, check in with yourself and make notes of, how is this changing my life? How is this affecting my life? So if you try the Be Here Now clearing and you do that 3 times a week and it helps you to be more heart-centered, well, how is that going to change your reality? So it's definitely a great way to get started. And if you like what you experience, then go on and do your whole lifetime emotional clearing if you haven't already. And that is basically the first clearing that Ron recommends doing if you are just starting out on your roadmap. So that one would be located on the creationlightship.com under recommended healing, and that is a great, great clearing. So if you go over to recommended healing, there's a whole bunch, and you can also get the timeline crash there, which is one we also mentioned. And then there's, you know, emotional healing, timeline crash. Those are two great places to start. So definitely these are not all completely out of your reach, and you can definitely take that first step to empower yourself in your life. And it also helps to make a diagram of your problems, you know, your own diagram of what kind of issues you've been having in your life. Like, oh, I can't get this promotion that I wanted, or I can't get this job, or I'm constantly getting sick, or whatever it may be. And check in with yourself and see where you want to be. Maybe draw another circle and draw a line to it, and on the line, you could write what healing you think will get you to the place you want to be, and then go ahead and do that healing or that clearing. So definitely want to check those out. Ron, we did have a question on the fast chat, and it kind of relates to what we're talking about. It was from Jose, and he was asking, what is the best way to find out what issues need to be timeline crashed?
If you don't know where you are with your issues, okay, then ask a friend. You know, I need to know what's wrong with me. How do you relate to me? Do you, when you see me coming, do you want to run but you can't? Find out what's going on.
You have to find a very honest friend.
A very honest friend. Yeah, just say, I got problems, and do my problems equal, or ask your friend what their problems are. Because if you have friends that have problems, you probably have the same ones they do. So look at them.
Yeah, because they're reading your psychic. Would that be because they're reading your psychic billboard?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. But their issues are probably going to be your issues because you're hanging out with them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You haven't cleared out that issue yet. So if you see somebody, you know, who likes eating a lot of ice cream or something and they want you to have one with them, just an example, keeping it really light here, with the hot fudge, you know, and the nuts and the chocolate on it and everything else, you know. And drizzle, but if you like that, if they like that, and they want to get you to do it, well, that could be great. Boy, that wouldn't be good to have right now, would it? But anyway, so aside from that, just see what their issues are, because you're going to be relating to that issue. People tend to draw people to them with similar stuff. May not be the exact same issue, but it could be very, very similar or just toned down a bit. The whole process is, are you in gridlock, you know? And that's interesting. I've probably been in gridlock if you have been in large cities. If you happen to be out in the middle of nowhere, you probably wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. But, I know in L.A., basically, whenever I go down there, I can't do anything. I don't plan anything after 3, like 3 to 7. So there's like 4 hours of time there that you really don't want to be in that freeway. You got to find out something else to do, you know. But the whole process is, where are you? And what do you think you need to do to have a better life? These clearings will give you a better life, but you have to help yourself. And just doing a sample clearing is not going to get it out of you. It may solve you one situation that you have, but it's not going to, do anything for you for your whole lifetime, because your book is probably, 10 feet thick. And, you just got one little page cleared on that when you do a sample clearing. So you got to realize that these things keep recycling. And, what is your parents thinking? What energy are they thinking right now if they're living? They're in your soul family, more than likely, probably guaranteed. And those thoughts can, in a sense, affect you, especially when you see them. And so they're going to be transmitting everything from them to you, because the DNA gets activated, and your stuff is activated from there, so their stuff is your stuff. That's why we have the 7-generational clearing up, in case you have something that is a big problem for you, and you just can't seem to shake it with this lifetime's clearing, because it would be typically 7-generational one. So, if we have any people coming on here with information for other people on the fast chat. But the whole thing is that, since you get up in the morning, it may take you an hour to get out the door. And in that process, put up a clearing and just make it part of your routine when you wake up in the morning. So you can have a better life, And it's up to you.
That's so important to remember, Ron, especially, too, around the holidays, which are coming up, where, all these new family members or old family members are coming into your life, and you're basically having these get-togethers with people that maybe you don't see all that often. And so then, when you're all sitting down around the dinner table, you're kind of like, having all these issues re-triggered, which is kind of what, happens to all of us. Our parents can trigger those emotions in us, or our relatives, or even just all these different people in our soul family. So what's really interesting about that is that, we do have a clearing for the soul family disconnection. And, you know, I think that can certainly help if you're having, you know, issues with people in your family. And maybe that would be a good holiday gift to give to yourself, a soul family disconnection, so you don't have to take on and deal with everybody else's issues. Because I think that's kind of the way darkness and everything works. It's like you're going along and you're feeling fine and everything seems to be good. And then all of a sudden, something happened. And it kind of seeps in slowly and creeps in. So you're just basically going along living your life, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, how did this happen? And I think that's what Ron's talking about to everybody when he's stressing the importance of the unlimited clearings and really keeping on top of the clearings. And it kind of really is like having a car. Like, if you have a car, you're not going to let it just keep going without having a tune-up or having any kind of mechanic work done. Or if you get into an accident, you have to take it to the body shop. It's the same thing with your life. I mean, you're not going to have the same car for the rest of your life in perfect condition. So if you do one healing, you're basically going to be okay for a while, but then something can happen where, you know, an old pattern is triggered or something new happens to you and you're like, oh crap, you know, how do I deal with this? And that's going to create all these emotions and all these traumas, you know, in your mind. So it's really important to check in and, you know, see what your source energy is telling you. And, you know, take yourself to the light ship for a tune-up. Make sure that you are staying on top of your clearings and your healing. Don't just think because you did a whole lifetime emotional clearing, you're fine. You know, it's going to help you have a better life, but like anything, it requires maintenance and it requires you to connect with the source energy that's inside of you and to take the actions to empower yourself in your own life. So on that note, Ron, did you want to maybe talk a little bit about the soul family disconnection?
Yeah, we could talk about that. So basically, the one online will get rid of typical issues that you're dealing with, you know, that has happened to you. And that's what it's for, is just to disconnect that stuff. You know, we could talk about Thanksgiving that's coming up here, and then, you know, naturally you have Christmas. So, like Liz was telling you that, you know, and you probably all agree, you know, are you really happy to go see all your relatives at Christmas? Are you jumping up and down? You can't wait to see them? Well, you know, maybe not. Are you, you know, maybe you are. And if you are, that's good. But they're going to start triggering things. And, you know, the whole thing is, when you see, even on TV, movies and everything else, and DVDs, you know, everything here works with emotions. And things get triggered. So if you're not really excited to go see your family members, just to see them as a living person, if you look at them and all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, they're going to bring up this issue, or man, you know, she has this problem, and, you know, I don't want to talk to her about it because last time we got in an argument. And the whole thing is issues. Now, what can happen is, I don't talk about it this much, but with your soul family, remember, everybody in your soul family's spirit can hop into you. And you can go into their body, too. So, now, what does that mean to you? Well, if they're having an emotional problem, and for some reason, and I don't know how this even happens, but it's one of the dark side plans that they gave you, you can say, and this is how healers become healers, you know, they go, oh, man, that person's having a problem. I want to see if I can fix them and help them. Well, your spirit may just hop into their body. And then all of a sudden, what does your spirit get? It gets contaminated with all their emotions. That's why I say don't have anybody do anything for you, laying on hands or sending you energy, because you're going to be getting all those emotional traumas and stuff from those people. No way they can send you clean energy. So all of a sudden, your spirit goes into one of your family members, and it picks up all of their garbage, and now it brings it back to you. Well, you already cleared your stuff, and now you got their stuff, and it'll start to seep into you, and it could activate your DNA that it was dormant. Now it's all active, and you wonder why you're upset when you see this person. Before you even came to that person's house or whatever, you felt pretty good. And after an hour, now you're like, oh, geez, what am I doing here? Well, because they triggered something in you that was dormant, and now it's active. Now it has a life of its own. So, you know, that's how the soul family's energies work. And unfortunately, your spirit can bring you all the gunk. Remember, your spirit looks like you. Whatever you're dealing with, you have a runny nose, you have an earache, you know, whatever you are dealing with, it has the same situation that you do. And it gets contaminated. So automatically, you know, you want to clean it off and clean you off. So that's why you want to do a clearing to, you know, do it. That's why we recommend doing the different clearings to get the unlimited, at least on the emotional one. That's what we're always talking about is clean your emotions out. And oddly enough, you know, for myself watching people, when I do the expos, the people that have done the emotional clearing and who have the unlimited, they come into the expo very, very balanced. And if anybody of you have even seen that or been to the booth, you know, of the different events that we're at, you're going to notice that people who have been working, you know, with the light ship, doing the clearings, are all normally pretty peaceful. And the other people coming up that know nothing about the light ship are very reactive. You want to become calm and peaceful. So definitely, you know, you want to get the unlimited on that one clearing. You may have other ones too you may want to get, but by all means, that's what you need to have done first. Get that clearing so that you can have a more peaceful life. And that's kind of in a nutshell. And if you are thinking about, you know, going out at, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas to see relatives, and, you know, you could probably write down on a piece of paper each person's name and what their issues are. Well, that could still be relating to you, but they're still dormant. You may want to do that just for a test, okay, to see what happens to you, because we're not into that season quite yet, okay? So, you know, a couple of weeks or we'll say, but you know, write it down. And this is your homework, because you'll be doing this, you know, Thanksgiving this month. So write down the people that are going to be coming to you, or you're going to them for that get-together. And write down what their issues are. And you may not have those issues right now. You know what theirs are, you know, but you may not be, you know, writing it full bore. And then after you get done with the Thanksgiving dinner and you get back home, check your list out and see if that intensity has increased in you. If it did, it means they slimed you with it. So this is a good test. Same way with Christmas. And the whole process is that, you know, if you only have one person that's irritating you, then, you know, you may want to do the emotional clearing for them, do the whole lifetime one, so they won't be pushing anybody else's buttons. One person can really poison everything. You know, you probably have seen that. Everybody's going fine, and then somebody brings up an issue, and everybody jumps on board, and either they're beating one person up, or, you know, that person pushed all their buttons. Now you're sitting there trying to eat your food with a bellyache, you know, because they aggravated everybody. Oh, that Aunt Harriet that you're going to be having do this to you, or one of your members, you know, maybe your brother or sister or somebody, one of these instigators, you know. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Oh, you know, to do a clearing for them so that they can get out of that, because they're going to harm everybody at that event. That's the thing, you know, spoken, you know, what Jesus said about loving your neighbors. That's why you want to do the emotional clearing, to get them. The one that you hate the most is the one you want to do the clearing on, so that they can get balanced out and that they're not going to be activating your stuff that's dormant inside of you. That's the whole process, is to, you know, see how much you want to do for yourself, for your own self-empowerment. This is the whole process. What road are you on your highway, you know? The whole thing is, are you in gridlock? Are you having a detour? Or are you afraid to even get on the highway?
Oh. Definitely. I think that in all of our lives, we've all had feelings like that. And I know I'm just laughing because it's so true. You know, you're feeling fine until the situation presents itself. And then you're kind of like, whoa. And I think what I do usually is to check in and see how that person makes me feel. You know, when do you feel sad? When you get around someone in your family, you know, or when do you feel happy or when do you feel stressed, and if you can identify who in your family is making you feel that way. And I think it doesn't matter, Ron, if the person has passed on, that person is still in your soul family. Is that correct? And they can still affect your life. So,
definitely. And they can come into your body. So you haven't done the emotional clearing. That one you'd want to do for sure, you know. So let's just say that somebody, passed on, died, we'll say, in January. So now, you know, you're still maybe not feeling too well about it. And now you come into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they may have been at that event. We'll say that they were at that event. And now you come to it, and they're not there. And you instantly have all the guilt that happened. Should you have treated them better? Maybe they got into an argument with you, possibly, you know, and now you have the guilt. You look at the chair they were sitting in, and they're no longer there. Maybe one of your friends or relatives or whatever put a plate there for them just to honor their presence, and you look at that and you go, oh, geez, and I should have said that I love them, or I shouldn't have, you know, did something to them when I was 10 years of age, and now I'm having all this guilt. Well, that's guilt probably from their emotional body coming into you, activating you. So that's why you want to have the clearing. So the whole thing is to be, you know, kind of in the observation mode, being neutral. And the bottom line is you want to be at peace. Just think if you went there and you know, you get done with the Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and you get back home and you look at your list now of what these people are doing, and you go, wow, these people aren't very peaceful. Oh, that's the whole thing. Are you going to enjoy everything during that event, or are you going to go there, you know, afraid to walk in the door, you know? What's going to be triggered in you? What are you going to trigger in them? Hopefully you can be in your own space. But the whole thing is, you know, they should have the clearings also. But, you know, you want to become peaceful. More clearings that you have to get rid of those buttons, the better off you're going to be. But they can still create a button for you by bringing up your dormant DNA. And that's the problem, that we have no way to get rid of all that stuff, because if it's not active, not wiggling around, not moving, we'll say, and it's a darkness that isn't energized yet, the light's not going to find it. The clearings, it'll find what's energized. And that's the way it works. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That's so great, Ron. And, you know, I've just picked up a couple comments on the fast chat here. Patty is saying she did the emotional on her boss. Now he's not such a jerk. So bravo, Patty. And that was a really nice thing that you did for your boss. And I'm sure it has made your life easier too, hopefully. And then Nancy said, it seems like all our questions arrive from our spirit missing. And it is what has all our true answers. Great point. So, Micah, a couple pages back, recommended some of, I think Micah is a woman. Her top clearing, apologies, Micah, if I gave you a different gender. She was recommending emotional timeline crash, orb, alien attack, self-empowerment, and psychic billboard clearing. So thanks so much for typing those in. And there was also a question kind of relating to what we were talking about from Bart. This is way back at the beginning, and he was asking what causes recycling. And I'm thinking what he means is what causes us to recycle these emotions. And I think we kind of answered that in what we were talking about. You know, when you see different people or you get into different emotional situations, it's kind of like, Ron, what you always talk about, the roller coaster. So, you know, different things can trigger different events, different people. So, Bart, if that isn't what you were referring to, you might want to clarify your question just a little bit more. Hopefully we answered it for you. And what we really are talking about on the show tonight is, I think, how you can have a better life now. You know, and we haven't really talked about ascension, because ascension is going to happen in the future. And it's sort of all about what you can do to gain your self-empowerment and your free will and free choice in order to create a better life for yourself in the now, which is what the light is all about. Isn't that right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. That's the whole thing. Yep. How do you want to live your life, you know? You know, the people that don't know about the website, they're going to have a heck of a lot more problems than you have because they're not doing clearings on themselves. You know, a lot of people think about ascension, and they'll tell you that you have to smile all the time at people and do service work and or be of service, you know, and they're like missing the boat completely. They don't talk about what needs to be done. The whole thing is once you do those clearings, then, you know, you're completely different than anybody else on the planet because you got rid of the densities. They're still dealing with them. They may be using, you know, by helping other people, thinking that they're doing some good, which they probably are to somebody, but what are they doing for themselves? A lot of people want to give their life away to their cause. And I had to really look at that myself when I first started doing healings. I go, what am I doing? What's wrong with me? Why am I healing people, you know? Am I that off, you know? But for me, it's a little different. But you got to look at that. What are you doing? Are you giving all your energy away to somebody? Now, the day that you die, if you had a chance after you're dead to look at your whole life and your conscious, you know, if you could look at your life when you're dead, and what did I do for myself or what did I heal in myself to have a better life? You know, I died and I'm still angry with Aunt Harriet. No. She did something to me, you know, she pinched my cheek or my arm and it hurt, and I remember that, and, you know, that was 60, 70 years ago, and I don't like her, you know. You know,
so
you're hanging on to that stuff, and, you know, you go, oh, maybe that's what killed me. Wow, remember, what you don't know is going to kill you, and that's physical. Will kill you physically, what you don't know about that's out there, that you got to get this stuff cleaned off of you. And, you know, did you have a good life? No? Did you clear yourself up enough so that you got rid of the gunk, so that you could take another lease on life, a new lease, and enjoy yourself? You know, I've only seen a few people, and maybe they were on drugs or something. I've only seen a few people that were really, 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 really happy.
That's one way to handle
life. And, you know, they said, yeah, you know, my life is stress-free. You know, I look at them and I go, boy, either they're completely brainwashed or maybe they're telling me the truth, but, or, you know, what's their drug, you know? But, you know, everybody that I see, almost everybody, except for maybe that one or two you know, people as an example, you know, that I've seen, people just, there's issues. You get issues daily, you know? So how can you be free if you keep getting issues? You know, unless you live in a bubble or something. Or maybe they just came out of some cave someplace and just wanted to interact for 2 minutes. Got, you know, put back into the cave or something. But basically, the whole thing is you want to get rid of the stuff that's bothering you and all your stuff. You know, look at your whole life. Now, if you want to really be smart about what you're doing, take each year, if you can go back that far. I personally can't. But, you know, start off at maybe preschool and kindergarten. Write down what happened to you. Maybe you could get the teacher's name, and then you can look for energetic cordings through all the kids there, you know. I would think one thing that would probably hang on to you a lot would be maybe, you know, you got to go to the bathroom and you messed your pants or something. That's one of those things that probably going to haunt you for your whole lifetime, you know, and everybody looked at you and laughed or whatever. You know, they see water dripping down your leg or something. You know, I've seen that. I didn't do it, but I think kids do that, and they're like mortified, and kids make fun of them. That's a big imprinting, and one of those cruel things that people do. Or you're doing something and having a good day, working fine with everything that's happening to you, and then the person behind you, you know, when you're ready to sit down, pulls a chair out from underneath you, and you hurt your tailbone or something. Now you have a problem for life. They're laughing at you because you did that. Everybody else did that. So it's just cruel. But you want to at least clear that energy off of you. It's still with you. So go through each year if you can, you know, that you were in school and see what happened. You're going to see there's probably a common theme there. Well, you might realize, gee, you know, I really like to finger paint, and the teacher didn't like that, or all the kids laughed at me because I wasn't as good as anybody else, and now you stop finger painting, and maybe you had a passion for that that they killed. No? So, and then you know, on your last day of your life, you know, after you died and you look back on it, you go, well, I wish I would have really finger painted. I really enjoyed doing that, but, you know, I took somebody else's belief system, and I got belittled so much I just gave it up. Well, you know, you have to look at your life and see what you really want to do or not want to do. The whole thing is for your free will, free choice, and maybe the people around you took it away from you. You don't have it any longer because of their belief system. That's all darkness. The darkness wants to torment you. This show's going by quick. We only got, like, maybe 15 minutes to go here. Back to you,
yeah,
Elizabeth.
It's flying by. It really is so important to really guard your body temple and be aware of what's hopping into it and whose belief systems you're taking on, maybe without even knowing it. And I'm sure we can all certainly relate to having things like that in our childhood. Ron, I wondered if you wanted to maybe still do a sample healing, maybe for something that would help people, like as a group here tonight, clear away the childhood trauma or maybe the feeling of embarrassment or something.
Yeah, let's see here. Well, as you're older now, and we talked about that child that had the accident, you know, wetting their pants or even worse, you know. And maybe you look at it now, and maybe you weren't that child, but you laughed a lot, and now you have that guilt, you know, for doing that, because you remember doing that because you, you know, were just the sheeple there, and all the sheeple followed the same dark side energy program. Now you have some regrets. So, or maybe you're the person that, you know, how that happened to you. So let's clear this away for everybody. This is only one time, okay, that you saw this. So you got to bring it up. That's the way the light chip works. You have to bring up your problem. Otherwise, they see it perfect. And you're perfect. So here we go. Think of it right now. I'm going to clear it. I'm going to count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And who knows? Maybe if you're that person who had that accident, maybe now you're dealing with problems because you have that particular situation, and maybe you're afraid to go to the bathroom. Maybe you go all the time. No? Oh, there's all different situations that could happen just from you getting that mind program inserted in you. Remember, what people do to you is mind programs. And they're connecting them to you through your consciousness without you even realizing it. Back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if we have any comments on the fast chat here.
Yeah, there are a lot of comments. Tiffany is saying she wants to move forward, not backward. I think it was Tiffany. And Marcy is saying our relatives act like a minor event that just happened, but it was over 30-some years ago. So that's definitely true. It can really feel like that, especially when you are reconnected with maybe people that, you know, affected your life in the past and aren't around anymore, but you're still holding on to those emotions and all that stuff. And that's really what I think can have a negative effect on your life and take away your free will and free choice. What we're trying to do here on Mondays, too, is to empower everyone to turn obstacles into opportunities for healing. So I know I personally would never have found Ron's show if it wasn't for a series of very difficult events that happened over the past 2 years. And at the time, I'm kind of going, oh, crap, like my life totally sucks and this is crazy and why is all this bad stuff happening to me? But through all of that, I found out that I could take a stand for my own healing. And once you get rid of those obstacles, your life will start to change and you will start to get more opportunities. And you can also get back on the highway of your life. So I think I just heard a beep. So it seems like we have a caller. Caller, did you have a question or a comment about what types of healings you've done in the past?
Yeah, hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. Yesterday was really good. I could tell subtle healing in my body. I feel
Marcy, I just wanted to jump in really quick. You're talking about the Sunday intensives that Ron does?
Yeah, I was on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
I really appreciate everything you did. I can't always tell, and it was subtle. A lot of times lately it's subtle, but you said we don't always feel it, probably because I do the emotional clearing all the time. Is that correct?
Sometimes we're dealing with programs here, so it all depends how the program is brought to you and how it's embedded in you and how your body is going to react along with your consciousness. So it's hard to say. Some people can have a healing and feel wonderful, and then some people will have the same feeling and maybe they'll think it was only like a little small one, but it could be a great one. So it kind of depends what you're looking at and what situation you're dealing with, because sometimes there could be an energetic body that we're not clearing, that you have all kinds of stuff in, and that's why we have so many clearings. Like I do, the emotional one's the first one. Maybe after that, maybe you don't live in emotions. I'm not saying that you don't, but somebody may live in their trauma body or their feeling body, You do the emotional clearing, and, you go, yeah, I feel a little better. I feel 20% better, but, I didn't get down to the core issue yet. Well, the core issue is in a different body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way the clearings work. But the emotional one, normally once you do that one, you start to realize that you're feeling better, and that's why you want to have the unlimited. Now, if you didn't see people or hear news or whatever, lived in a cave, then you would not need the unlimited clearing, because people interact with you, everybody out there, then all of a sudden you are, finding yourself in situations that you don't really want to be in, and you wonder, how come you got into that? You go, oh, shit, I have my emotional clearing. Why am I reacting to something, and why does this get stirred up? I felt great till I met this person. It's because they went into your DNA and pulled out a brand new program, and it wasn't cleared, because emotional clearing only clears what was on your plate up to now in your lifetime when you have the clearing.
Oh, I see.
So they can bring forth something, another whole, bowl of soup, different things in it that you never even had existing in your life. So now you go, what? Why is this happening to me? Well, it's because they brought that to you. One of the false things that people say is, kind of like your relatives and people around you are your best teachers. Well, they're not a teacher. They're just stirring the stuff up. You don't have to learn anything. You just want to get rid of it. That's one of the dark side, plans that they put in place, is that you have to really figure out what's wrong with you. You need to get it cleared out of you. The light doesn't give you a scorecard and say, oh, we gave you so much light here and you're going to have to struggle some more to try to figure it out mentally. And that's why I initially stopped doing clearings before I started, doing what I'm doing now. I gave it up. I said the clearings are too good. People don't know. I do a clearing on somebody or a healing, especially a physical healing, and they won't get any referrals because everything's out of their consciousness. I thought, this is pretty crappy, I'm watching other people.
I tell people, but no one wants to listen to me.
They're not hearing me. Time. So the whole process
In July, I had my surgery for my spine, and I'm still having a little bit of numbing. And they think it's separate than, well, my hands and my feet do a little bit of tingling and numbing. Can you tell if that's just part of the healing process still going on? Because last Saturday I missed part of the call because I was going to go have, they use electrical, stimulus thing to find out what's going on with the nerves, and I go, well, this is really uncomfortable. Maybe I shouldn't do this and just give myself more time. And then I thought, well, wow, that wonderful healing you did, this weekend and coming up in the next couple weekends, maybe it's better that I don't do that, because you're taking all these critters out of us, and anybody tries to touch me, we're going to go do it on Saturday again. I go, I don't know, I should see what Ron says. I probably should just let it go. It's not that bad. Any feeling what that might be at all?
Well, you've got to remember, once you go into that particular office where you're going, how do I say this here? You're going into the place where everybody feels wonderful, okay? Nobody has any problems. It's not like going out of nature, right? You're going into a situation, as soon as you walk in that door, everybody who's been in there probably has a condition, right? Mm-hmm. So that condition is lurking around there with entities, and you just wonder what's going on. With that, you know, it's the same thing when people eat food. If you go to a restaurant and you see the cook making something and they're upset, are you going to want to eat that food? Well, when you go into your situation, Marcy, I'm not saying that you don't want to do this, but I'm saying that everybody that was in that location typically has a problem. And they're trying to figure out what their problem is, but do they clear off the energies off the machinery, off the probes, off whatever?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Did the practitioner working with you do a clearing on themselves to get rid of that negative energy? Maybe the person before you had a really bad problem, right? And the person now feels sad for that person because they don't have it. And they go, oh, man, this person has this condition. Wow, that's bad. And, you know, the person leaves, now you come in. Are they still thinking about that person? Are they going to imprint you and bring up a program in you to cause you more harm? Is there activating a program when they put that probe on you and all their mind energy is coming into you? And this is what happens. This is reality. Energetic, medicine, we'll say. And what's the end? You know, what are they giving you with energetic medicine?
Right.
So I can't tell you not to go there, and I'm sure everybody would probably,
Have any feeling of what might be going on with the nerves? Do you think they're just healing yet from, the spine thing? Just maybe it takes more time, or is there a healing I should be doing for the nerves? I had paid for the specialty clearing, but I didn't pay for the unlimited, because you only have it for so long, and then you have to pay for it again. I can only afford so much, so I can't do it right now.
We'll see what other people mention on the fast chat of what they might recommend for you to do.
Okay.
Because,
it
gets to be like an onion peel, but we'll see what other people have had. Because everybody out there probably has some kind of condition, and they did a clearing, and all of a sudden it went away. So we'll see what they can recommend.
When it comes to the nerves, that's a tricky one, because...
Yeah,
I think a lot of diseases come with that, and I don't know what to think of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
If you guys could help Marcy out on the fast chat, the show will be ending here in a couple of minutes, but you can help her out with what you think she might need by your past experience of having a clearing, what she should do next. That'd be great, everybody. Because
okay.
Both that she's been in. And you can relate to her, situation. Thank you for calling, Marcy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
Elizabeth,
thank you.
Let's do a mind
thank
a heart
you.
Drop for people. And this you should be doing daily, maybe every couple hours even. So you have to command your spirit to drop into your heart. And if you don't do that, you're in the darkness, and you're probably going to be there. You already live there anyway, so you want to get out of that, you know. So that's how you have to look at it. You want to take your thoughts that you have in your head, and all thoughts are from darkness. That's where they come from. And you want to have those thoughts get into your heart center where there's no duality. And then you feel at peace. So this is a way to become peaceful. And, you want to tell all of your friends to do this particular real simple energetic healing work, to get more connected to yourself. Command your spirit to drop your thoughts into your heart. I just count from 10 to 1 backwards. 15 seconds, you're done. You don't have to do any meditation. Don't have to cross your hands a certain way. Don't have to do jumping jacks or whatever they tell you. Don't have to put a CD on. Don't have to be mind controlled by it. You just do this here, and you can be fully conscious, walking around, living your life, and be peaceful. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, your spirit has to be commanded to do this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. So, I strongly recommend doing the that 2,000-year barcode. Get that off of everybody, too, you know. I do that one maybe once a week just to see if anything kind of creeps on you, you know, if you have the time to do it. But at least do maybe the last 500 years. Oh, I guess back to you, Elizabeth. Our time is about over. And we have the 8-hour calls coming up. We have our weekly calls starting tomorrow. We do cording release. We do water charging and getting rid of the critters. And the clone replica call where you get rid of the parts of you that look like you that aren't real. Only real in darkness. The real part of you comes in on that call, which is on Thursdays. So, anything to add, Elizabeth?
Just wanted to add really quickly, Ron, before we wrap up, and thank you so much for all of the sample clearings that you did tonight. What Marcy was calling in regards to were the two calls that she was on, where Saturdays, Ron has a 4-hour ascension preparation call, and that call is great, and he does water charging for every day of your subsequent week. And then on Sunday, he does the 8-hour intensive. Every month, it's a wonderful, I think it's 9 hours of healing on Sundays, and you can attend live or you can attend as a registered absentee. So more information about those is available on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, that's all I have to say.
Okay,
just wanted to get that in there for everybody.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS. And our next program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, same station 1. Bye, everybody.